grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower all with your Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
This reading is from Isaiah. Here is my servant who I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 29 responsively. Ascribe to the Lord your God. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to God's name. The Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice.
The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord makes Lebanon sip like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a young ox.
The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe, and strips the forest bare. And in the temples of the Lord, all are crying glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the floods. The Lord sits enthroned as kings forevermore.
O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the
second reading is from Acts. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life.
Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so for now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Houston, we have a problem. Apollo 13 astronauts made that statement to the command center over 40 years ago, and we still remember that phrase. 2,000 years ago, according to the gospel writer Matthew, John the Baptist made a similar statement to his cousin Jesus. "Jesus, we have a problem. Why are you coming to me for baptism? If there's going to be any baptizing going on here, it's going to be you baptizing me. This is a problem." Well, Jesus handles that awkward situation by telling John that this is just a temporary situation, and this is the way that it has to be for them to fulfill righteousness. So John's okay with that response, and he does baptize Jesus. But I think for most of us, we're unsatisfied with that answer. "Jesus, we have a problem. Why did Jesus get baptized at all?" After all, if baptism is connected to the forgiveness of sin, why does Jesus, the sinless Son of God, need to be baptized at all? What good is baptism to the Son of God? What benefit will it bring to Jesus? Well, if we limit our understanding of baptism to the forgiveness of sin, then we do have a problem. But baptism is more than that. Baptism announces God's favor and establishes identity. We hear in Matthew's account the voice from heaven declaring that Jesus is God's Son, the one whom God is well pleased with. Baptism for Jesus is less about forgiveness and more about two other points: claiming his own identity and the assurance of God's presence, and the inauguration or the start, the commissioning of his mission and ministry. Jesus was baptized not because he needed repentance, but as the initiation of his public ministry and as an example for us. Church, we have a problem. I think we have a problem because we don't pay enough mind to our own baptism. We make a big deal of baptism on the day that it happens. Next Sunday, we will gather around the font and offer our prayers and support for little Carter Hisco, who will be baptized on Sunday. But how do we celebrate and remember baptism after the fact? We have great birthday celebrations, even lavish parties when you hit one of those birthdays with the zero on it. today this feast of remembering Jesus' baptism by John in the Jordan River, let's remember our baptisms too. You know, in the early church, when they started celebrating baptisms in communities, the candle, the Christ candle, represents the presence of Christ in our community, and a small candle is lit from that candle and given to the parent or the godparent or to the person who is being baptized as a sign of Christ's light living in their heart now. Well, once we got, does anybody still have their baptism candle? Anybody have a baptism candle? Y'all got one. So that candle that was lit from the Christ candle, well, when our world started getting more secular, we still kind of like, and everyone would take that baptism candle from up on the top shelf, and on the anniversary of the baptism, would take that candle out and put it on the table and light that candle and say, a year ago today or on this day, however many years ago, you were baptized. And we remember that day by lighting that candle. Well, as we got further and further away from being Christian and our world became more secular, we still like the idea of lighting candles and remembering that anniversary. Does anybody have birthday candles on their cake? It's where that came from. The birthday candles is a reminder of the anniversaries of, was taken from lighting the candle on the anniversary of your baptism. So when you have, how many know the anniversary of their baptism? Well, first, how many know the anniversary of their birth? Okay, everybody knows their birthday. Do you know the day that you were baptized? Find out and celebrate that day too. Light a candle, remember your baptism on that day as well. When we were baptized, our identity was established in God's good and gracious acceptance and affirmation of us. We don't want to miss those powerful, profound words that empowering grace that were spoken to Jesus and spoken for us as well. This is my daughter, my son, my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased. God says that to you. We need to hear those words and take them to heart. And not just today, but every day. We live in a world that shouts out just the opposite and threatens to drown out God's acceptance and affirmation of us. The world promises affirmation and acceptance only if we are, choose your own word, skinny enough, rich enough, strong enough, smart enough, successful enough, popular enough, beautiful enough, young enough. The world gives acceptance if. We need to hear loud and clear the message of baptism. God has declared that you are enough, that God accepts you and me just as we are, that God desires to do wonderful things for us and through us, that we are enough. The world wants us to claim a false identity. But baptism tells us our true identity as the beloved children of God. We are enough. We are enough because we have been washed in the waters of baptism as Jesus was. We are enough because we have claimed our identity and our mission in this holy washing. And here's the good news. Jesus was born, was baptized, ministered, lived, died, and was raised again to demonstrate in word and deed just how much God loves and accepts us. Let me say that again. Jesus was born, was baptized, ministered, lived, died, and was raised again to demonstrate in word and deed how much God loves and accepts us. Every Sunday, we begin our service facing the font to help us remember our baptism. Today, on this feast of the baptism of Jesus, I'd invite you to do even more than just remember it. I would invite you to affirm and claim again your baptism. If you would take your hymnals, please, and turn to page 234. Stand for the profession of faith. It's the page numbers at the bottom of the page at the front of the book. The bottom of the page in the front of the book, page 234 in the front of the book. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus.
He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And on the top of 237, you have made a public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth?
I do.
People of God, do you promise to support and pray for one another in your life in Christ?
We do.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give us new birth and cleanse us from sin and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in your people the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
We'll sing now song, Just As I Am.